Visiting today with Cody Carson from the National Sorghum Producers. How are you doing today?
Great. It's good to be with you, Casey.
Well, let's talk a little bit about sorghum. What are some of the biggest hurdles that you guys are having in the sorghum industry right now?
Well, believe it or not, for once, sorghum is kind of the silver lining in the commodity world. The phase one deal of China, the sorghum industry really picked back up on exports, and our basis is better than I think it's ever been historically. There's a lot of interest in sorghum for the coming year. One thing that we saw were above average yields across most of the belt with certain pockets of drought. I know far western Kansas growers were adversely affected, and I'm between Lubbock and Amarillo, Texas, and my area is extremely dry, and so we don't have much crop to take advantage of the prices, but at least it's nice to see a little light at the end of the tunnel for next year.
Absolutely. How do you guys as a group advocate for all of your sorghum producers?
Well, you know, I've been involved with other commodity organizations, and I like to tell people that I don't know any farmer that's a monoculture. We all have several eggs in our basket, and we try to balance and juggle those and do the best we can. What drew me to be involved with National Sorghum Producers is how efficient they are with the checkoff dollars and how much they accomplished with so little in volume compared to other commodity groups. But we spend a lot of time working with people on the Hill, senators and congressmen, and we work with other commodity organizations for a common goal that betters all farmers. And so it's nice to see the unity there. We spend quite a bit of time. We're already working on the next farm bill, trying to be sure that all crops are treated fairly and equally there, and everyone gets their just day. One thing that National Sorghum has been very involved in lately, and when I say lately, in the most recent few years, is a lot of research and trying to figure out how and where sorghum fits. The K-State is doing a research project in conjunction with the NRCS, and then the DOE has done an extensive project on sorghum, because with sorghum being a non-GMO and a gluten-free product, what we're finding is that it fits a niche that other grains don't. And then you add the fact that it's a very water conserving crop. It's a very effective tool to store carbon in the soil. And it's a crop that is very patient to sit and wait on rain. It also is great. It takes advantage of what little fertility and moisture it is there. So I just see a really bright future for sorghum. And if we can get the research done on it and the dollars and the time that's been spent on cotton and corn, I think there are great strides to be made in the sorghum plant in the near future.
As a producer, what do you feel like some of the biggest misconceptions about sorghum would be?
Well, I think a lot of times sorghum has been treated in certain parts of the Great Plains as a stepchild crop. You know, if you can't grow corn, you can grow sorghum. If you lose your cotton crop, you can go grow sorghum. If your wheat droughts out, you can grow sorghum. You know, so it hasn't really gotten a fair shake. And I think the fact that we're seeing sorghum come on really strong in the U.S. food industry, in snacks, in salads, in a lot of different, you know, I kind of call it the American quinoa. It's a very versatile product, and we're starting to see a lot of chefs and a lot of large industry, you know, General Mills uses it. There are cereals and the Kind bars you probably see in the convenience stores and the grocery stores. So I think that sorghum has taken a back seat in livestock feeding in the U.S. Consumer food industry, and there are just some really great things ahead of us, I think.
Well, let's keep it positive. So what are some great things that the National Sorghum Producers have to look forward to in 2020? What's coming up for you guys?
Well, we're seeing record sales, you know, going on right now with historic basis. Right now, we've already got 150 million bushels committed to China, and we're only in the first 2 months of the marketing year. The WASDE projections, we're already at 58% of the yearly totals, like I said, at 2 months in. So we're seeing a resurgence of the shipments going to China. There's also, we've made some great inroads into Vietnam. They're using it for aquaculture as fish food. And they had some pretty strict phytosanitary rules that being non-GMO was definitely an advantage to sorghum there. So we're seeing overseas exports increase. And then, like I said, the U.S. consumption is definitely on the rise. When any commodity has a historically high basis from what it's ever seen before, you know, that I think in these down times and low commodity prices and with the added stress and anxiety of the COVID and how our day-to-day lives have been disrupted, we're looking for something positive and a silver lining. And I know for me personally and for a lot of other farmers, sorghum may be the only bright spot we've seen in the last few months.
Well, you're exactly right there. There's sometimes, I think everybody's getting a little bit excited about the holiday season coming up. Then, of course, the fact that we've got a brand new year starting over.
Well, I talked to an individual that said he hadn't stayed up for New Year's Eve in ages, but he's going to this year because he wants to make sure 2020 goes away. And I think that that sentiment fits a lot of people, you know. So we're looking forward to starting a new year and hopefully some more normal rainfall where individuals such as myself are in severe drought. It's really hard to predict what next year's going to bring, but we're certainly hoping for a better one next year.
Well, Cody, you better eat those black-eyed peas or I'm going to hold you personally accountable.
You know, that's interesting you bring that up. I grow black-eyed peas. And I have my share of them. And okay. I'll do my part, Casey.
Well, I didn't eat any, so maybe it's my fault.
See, there you go. You are totally responsible for this mess.
Well, Cody, thank you so much. We're so excited about the sorghum producers and what you guys have coming up in the next year. We always good to talk to you.
Well, thanks. And anytime we can be of help, let us know. We appreciate what you do, Casey.
Thank you.